It was good. It was a little bit, obviously it was hot today, hottest practice we've had. I was a little disappointed. The offense had too many mistakes. We only had three penalties, but they were all on the offense, and we had too many times the ball was being stripped by the defense. And so I'll go the reverse, and the defense was on top of things. Great communication, great execution, great with the turnovers. Very disciplined, no mistakes. For a lot of things that they do, they made no mistakes. So credit to them. I don't want to. I think we've had a very good off season. I think our OTAs have been about as good as I've been around. And Coach LeBeau said it in the defensive meeting this morning that he hasn't been around an off season this productive. And again, our goal coming in was to improve. I think we've done that. We've got 3 days here, literally three full practices to get better and keep improving and coming together as a team. And I think it's working out that way.
From an install standpoint, do you start over this week, or do you continue what you've done the last couple?
It is a start over, but it's a mass start over. It's pretty heavy duty install. But I think with the time that we've had to spend with all of them, I think I feel comfortable with it. Maybe some of the young guys are struggling a little bit with it. I didn't see that. I even saw some vets offensively making mistakes. But it's a pretty hefty install for this mini camp. I mean, the secondary really, you would not know they came from all different walks of life. I mean, the Patriots system, the Jaguars system, USC. I mean, you get guys that are all, again, first time stepping out on the field and playing at a high level for us right now. And, again, a lot of that is the way they come to work. You can tell they're doing something away from the field. You know they're studying. So it's been very good. It was good again today by those guys. Yeah, we've been the ones that have monitored Corey Davis. We've basically told him the plays we want him to be in. We know when there's a chance where the ball is going to go. And now we're leaving it up to him to what does he feel comfortable with his body and how much can he do. And, from what I know, it looks like he did everything. So that's credit to him. He's been really wanting to get out on the field with his teammates, and I'm glad he's out here.
Is he making more plays to get your attention than getting most people?
Yeah, I mean, you guys see what I see. He caught a lot of balls today. I mean, this is the most reps he's had since he's been here, and he was very productive today in a variety of routes. So, it was a good day for Corey Davis.
Cyprian,
It didn't look as an ankle, just a slight twist. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about. Again, I haven't been to the training room since we walked off the field, but I don't think it's serious.
Tim Shaw stumble? Did the heat get to him?
Tim is part of our team. He's part of our coaching staff. We want him out there. He was behind the ball. He was behind the players. There's just a tradition here when there's an interception. It's not just the offensive guys. It's everybody turns to go cover the interception, and he was in the wrong bad place at the time and just got bumped and knocked to the ground, and he's doing fine. Broke the team down. He was worried about the receiver that ran into him. He thought he hurt him. So that's him. He's a tough guy. That doesn't change one bit about him. He's tough as nails.
So he was back out there?
He was back out there. He broke the team down. He's in good spirits. I think the locker room, I think that has a lot to do with it. A lot of our leadership group is the same group we've had here and gone through some rough times and gone through some better times. And coaching staff, with the exception of Craig Aukerman and Frisman Jackson, is relatively the same staff. The systems are the same. They understand what's wanted in the scheme and what's needed with the effort. And again, I haven't had to say a lot of things to get these guys to come here and practice like they practice. And that's a credit to that locker room.
With a guy like Frisman Jackson, do you tell him sort of what you want emphasized in individual periods and whatnot? Or do you sort of let him go and do his thing once you play?
No, Frisman knows what we want. He's played under Terry Rubisky. Terry is a very demanding coach, and if he can coach like Terry Rubisky, he'll be in the league a long time, just like Terry has. Frisman knows why we made a change at that coaching position. He knows it very clearly why we made a change, and he knows the demands we want from that position. Oh, I think everybody's disappointed, but very proud of what they did, how they did it. I think it was good for our team. I think it was good for our players. I think it was good for a lot of people to see if you, you know, you play with that kind of heart and believe that you can play with anybody, anytime, anywhere, which I think they can and we can too. You got a chance, so. Disappointing, but very proud of that team. It's evident that Derrick Henry has been working while he's been in school. He's definitely much more prepared. It's, you know, again, most times second year players come in, they're more comfortable, more confident in what they're doing. To me, he looks faster than he was even last year. He's in great shape. And great attitude. I mean, it's good to see him with that approach.
In your mind, is there a position that needs to take the biggest jump this year?
Well, I think, you know, I'd like to see our special teams make a jump. I think we've done a lot to try to improve them, strengthen them with players, obviously coaching. We're doing some things schematically to improve. You know, I'd like to see, again, our secondary. We've got a lot of new faces back there. See what can happen. We can do some more things with coverages with our secondary now. But I'd say those two.
What's it mean to the team to have Tim out there? I know he was a big, you know, inspiration last season, but then brand new year back out here.
It's important Tim's here. I mean, I was approached by a number of players to make sure that Tim was here. And we want Tim around here. Tim is a big... He has a big impact on this team. And, yeah, I want him to work with special teams. You're talking about a core guy. You're talking about a guy that's made more tackles than anybody we have on our team in 1 year. And we're not even close to his production. So follow his lead. I'm glad he's here. I really am. Just got to be careful where he's at.